Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you his peace. This is your daily message of hope here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and this is Father Stosh Daily. As we're in the month of June, I invite you to join me as we direct the attention of our minds and our hearts towards the Sacred Heart of Jesus. As it is the month of June, a month dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we'll begin this daily message of hope by turning to the Litany of the Most Sacred Heart. I invite you to join with me by uniting your mind and your heart to mine as we direct our prayer to the Most Sacred and Divine Heart of Jesus. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, Son of the Eternal Father, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, formed by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mother, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, substantially united to the Word of God, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, of infinite majesty, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, sacred temple of God, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, tabernacle of the Most High, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, house of God and gate of heaven, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, burning furnace of charity, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, abode of justice and love, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, full of goodness and love, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, abyss of all virtues, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, most worthy of all praise, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, King and center of all hearts, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, in whom are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, in whom dwells the fullness of divinity, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, in whom the Father was well pleased, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, of whose fullness we have all received, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, desire of the everlasting hills, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, patient and most merciful, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, enriching all who invoke thee, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, fountain of life and holiness, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, propitiation for our sins, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, loaded down with offenses, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, bruised for our offenses, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, obedient unto death, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, pierced with a lance, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, source of all consolation, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, our life and resurrection, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, our peace and reconciliation, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, victim for sin, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, salvation of those who trust in you, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, hope of those who die in you, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, delight of all the saints, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto thine. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, look upon the heart of your dearly beloved Son, and upon the praise and satisfaction which he offers you in the name of sinners, and being appeased, grant pardon to those who seek your mercy, in the name of the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, world without end. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, as we enter into this message of hope, having prayed the litany of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus during this month of June, let us keep in mind the great source of peace, of joy, of mercy that is found within the heart of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. When we enter into the litany of the Most Sacred Heart, we enter into these different titles or invocations of the heart of Jesus. We enter into titles that are rich with biblical roots, but also rich with human experience. The month of June is especially dedicated to the veneration of the Divine Heart of our Lord Jesus. While we do have the Feast of the Sacred Heart that falls on a Friday in June, truth be told, it's not just that day that we celebrate the heart. We celebrate the gift of the Sacred Heart of Jesus every day throughout the whole month of June, which then prompts us to celebrate and to treasure the heart of Jesus every first Friday of all of the other months throughout the year. The liturgical feast that usually falls in June prompts us to be grateful for the gift of the Lord's sacred, His divine heart, given to us in the Holy Eucharist every day at Holy Mass. Connected with the devout practice of daily reciting or singing the Litany of the Sacred Heart, one grows in their love for the Lord, treasuring the gift of the Lord. The Litany of the Sacred Heart is a beautiful, it's a life-giving, a life-saving, a marvelous prayer, totally concentrated on the interior mystery of the Lord Jesus Christ, the God-man. The Litany to the Heart of Jesus draws abundantly from biblical sources, the Old Testament and the New. And the invocations at the same time reflect the deepest experience of our hearts, the experience of our hearts of the Lord. It's a prayer of veneration, while also a prayer of authentic dialogue. Within the Litany of the Sacred Heart, our heart speaks, our heart cries out to the reality of Jesus. We also allow our hearts to speak with this unique heart of Jesus that is the source of life and holiness. It's the desire of the everlasting hills. It's the heart that is patient and most merciful, enriching all who call upon Him. Whenever we draw close to our favorite saints or the Blessed Virgin Mother, we're always on a path towards union with the heart of Jesus, because when we find someone who is holy, we're finding someone who loves the heart of Jesus, who lives with the heart of Jesus. When we open ourselves up to the reality of Jesus' sacred and divine heart, He opens up our heart. He opens up our heart to His life, to His mercy, to His peace. In each one of our lives, in our homes, at our places of work, in our parishes where we pray, throughout the whole world, all of humanity is in desperate need of peace. It's in desperate need of hope. And the peace and the hope that we are in desperate need of pours forth from the heart of Jesus. So we have this incredible opportunity, therefore, during this month of the Sacred Heart, to draw close to the source of peace, to the source of hope. Let us keep in mind that our love for the Sacred Heart does not diminish in any way our love for the Lord Himself, for the heart is the Lord. The heart is the biblical word used to summarize the totality of the person. So if we say, I'm devoted to the Sacred Heart, we're saying, I'm devoted to the person of Jesus. Jesus who is God, Jesus who takes upon Himself a human nature. When we gaze upon the image of the heart, we notice the crown of thorns. We understand that the Lord did not shy away from experiencing pain, suffering, and even death. He experienced all of that with love and in love for our humanity so as to save us. The opportunity for empathy then is incredible for us to acknowledge that the Lord knows what suffering and death is like. But He wants us to know that if we love Him, our life will persevere through that suffering and death, and we will live and reign with Him forever in heaven. We see the cross mounted above the heart, and in that cross we find salvation. In that cross we find hope. In fact, the cross is our hope. We also notice that the heart is aglow. It is as if it were on fire, but not a fire that consumes, but rather a fire that radiates, a fire that burns, a fire that gives light, and it gives life, and it gives love. in this heart, in the heart of Jesus, we find so many different symbols and signs that point us towards the reality of the fullness of the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. So whether we are a priest, whether we are a religious sister, whether we are married, whether we are single, a mother, a father, a son, or a daughter, whether we are someone trying to find our way through this life, feeling rather lost or overwhelmed by the burdens of the present moment, doesn't matter who we are, each one of us can find in the heart of Jesus a source of hope, a source of peace, a source of love. We also find an opportunity to be convicted by his love, to become passionate in his love, to become zealous, and to encourage everyone we meet around us to also, like we have, turn to the heart of Jesus. Therein, we find a beautiful opportunity to make full use of one of the promises the Lord gives to those who venerate his Sacred Heart. To those who propagate this devotion, their name will be written in my heart forever, never to be removed or effaced or erased. We must bring the love to others. We must bring the love we have received from the Lord to others. And in so doing, we then share what we have received. We share the love of Christ. We share the Lord himself. We can offer a holy card. In speech, we can direct people to the mercy found in the heart of Jesus. We can even just issue the holy name of our Lord himself to those who are broken, to those who are mourning, to those who feel lost. For in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we find our refuge and our peace.